This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Chipotle, the fast casual burrito place, says that as of today, its menu is entirely free of genetically modified organisms. The company says the quest to go GMO-free took 2 full years and was not easy. To get enough GMO-free cooking oil, for instance, sunflower seed oil in particular, Chipotle recruited a farmer up in North Dakota to plant acres and acres and acres of GMO-free sunflowers. However, Chipotle's GMO footprint has not quite been zeroed out. A lot of genetically modified crops end up as food for animals, including the cows and the chickens and the pigs that end up in the aforementioned burritos. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
There just aren't a lot of farm animals on a GMO-free diet. They eat mostly corn and soybeans, and more than 90% of those crops come from genetically modified seeds. Rounding up a supply of animals raised without GMO feed would be a big trick. Chris Arnold is a spokesman for Chipotle.
It would be very, very difficult to do short of doing organic meat. And if we wanted to make that switch, you've got another tremendous price premium and an enormous supply constraint.
Chipotle already has problems with supply. The chain maintains humane treatment standards for the animals that end up in its burrito bowls, but it can't always get enough. Right now, that means no carnitas at some Chipotles. Organic meat would be a much tougher problem. Catherine Green is an economist with United States Department of Agriculture.
The supply of beef is extremely limited.
As in, last time USDA ran the numbers in 2011, it was 0.3%. And even when demand goes up, even when prices go up, that doesn't mean supply will follow quickly. Farmers have to use organic practices for 3 years before they can sell the product as organic.
And that's a pretty substantial amount of time for someone to be using organic production methods without being able to tap into the organic price premiums.
That's a big disincentive. And when farmers do switch, there's a long lag. The 3-year transition period and then the 2 years or more it takes to actually raise a cow for slaughter. Meanwhile, the corn chips and tortillas at Chipotle are reliably GMO-free. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.